Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Jerry's Pearls. My name is Cookie, and of course, I am here with my Aunt Jerry. How are you today, Aunt Jerry?
I am better than best today.
Okay, better than best.
Better than best.
All right, I like that. I love it. I love it. That's so good to hear.
And you're doing well?
I am. I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. We're going to talk about a little body. As Megan Thee Stallion would say, body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
Ooh, okay. Yaddy, yaddy. All right.
Yaddy, yaddy.
What you know about the Meg?
Don't start. You're too young.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Grown up stuff.
Ooh. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So we know in today's age and time, a lot of people, we could say women, but men are doing it as well, are making modifications to their bodies. Mm-hmm. You know what a BBL is, right?
Yeah.
Excessive these days.
A little bit.
A little bit or a lot of bit? What?
Yeah, they look like a marshmallow on a toothpick. Some of them. Sorry. Did I say that in my inside voice? I'm sorry.
I will say that okay. I've never heard marshmallow on a but I have
you
heard.
You get the visual?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's a little much.
The men like to say they look like ants.
Ants?
Yes, ma'am. You ever seen how they draw the cartoon character of an ant standing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got that. Yeah. Whatever it is they dragging.
Yeah.
And them little legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But ants. A marshmallow on a toothpick, it beats that. All the way out.
Okay.
All the way out. What you think about these women or these men, these people modifying their body?
Let me tell you from Aunt Jerry's perspective.
Okay.
Well, first of all, having struggled with body image myself when I was younger, always comparing myself to, the thing with me was, I grew up in an era when, and I know it's still some of it's prevalent today, but was very color conscious. We in our culture, bless our hearts, different shades mm-hmm. of our melanin just don't work for everybody.
Right.
So, and there were the very, very fair-skinned women were always so, so popular
with the
silky hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I used to, they called me Redbone and I wanted to fight because I didn't think, I'm not, because the fair-skinned ladies to me were Redbone. Mm. Now, see, you see how twisted that is? Mm-hmm. I wanted to be lighter, but don't call me a Redbone. Pray for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a work in progress.
Yeah.
But having struggled with that, I think we have to understand, and I know we go back to the scripture, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't believe God made any mistakes. And there are times when you're not comfortable with your body image. And often to me, I know for me, I was looking at someone else. I didn't really look at the full beauty of who I am and how God made me. So it's a work, it's a journey. It's not mm-hmm. something that you, and especially if you're not around someone that's continually telling you that you're okay. But then there's somebody can tell you you're okay 10 times and one person will say one thing and the 10 things fade to black. Mm-hmm. All you hear is that negative thing. So you think you got to fix this and you got to tweak that and you got to do this and you got to fix this and I'm not as pretty or I'm not as whatever. But I think God would say, I don't make no mistakes. But I also think because how we feel about ourselves and move through this world is so important and having not felt good about myself for many years, the confidence and not feeling that I could compete, not feeling that I could do certain things. If you enhance something, mm-hmm. it doesn't change who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it changes how you feel about yourself. And sometimes it's the slightest thing that will give you the confidence to say, now I feel like I can stand up in front of this presentation,
right.
do this presentation and not be self-conscious. It may be something like dental work. But you need to get dental work done because you speak a lot and your teeth are not where you want them to be. A lot of people, I see people with beautiful white teeth. I would love to have that and go through the process of doing that. But I don't, if God and I are talking, I'm going to tell God. Now, God might tell me to go sit down and color. This, I think you have to feel good about yourself. How do we move through this world? To me, is so contingent upon how you are whole as a person and see yourself and see what you bring to the situations.
Right. I think a lot of it is self-esteem, of course. We definitely are our worst critic. What somebody else may see that is unflawed about us may be the biggest flaw that
every
we
time
have.
You look in the mirror,
yes,
that's the one thing you key in on.
And some people can't move past that. So then you wonder, is it mental? Is it like, is it just us? Like, I don't know, something that has been on the mind, because I too was a little plump throughout the years. Have a desire not to be skinny, to be a little bit smaller than what I am, but I don't think that I'm willing to sacrifice doing a surgery or any kind of modification where it's going to have me down or what have you for a period of time. Like, I just going to have to continue to work at it, right?
Right. And I think it's individual. What works? Somebody is all hands, they all in for surgery, and that works for them. I think you have to do what works for you, and you can't be pressured because of satiety, because of what's popular, because of a circle of friends. Girl, you should do this, or you ought to try that. This worked for me. Okay, but we all are individuals, and what worked for you, you may have some significant complications, and something was just an easy process and procedure for someone else. So I think you have to take all of that in consideration. The one thing I love about God is he made us all so unique.
Yes, he did.
Everybody is different. And if we can just get comfortable with who he made us, but I really don't have a problem with some minor little modifications if it helps you feel better. Okay. And it's safe. Now, the other thing that's scary for me is the people that are going to these different places and having procedures and die on the table.
Right.
Never make it home. Just at that point, I think, now we need some mental health support, because if it's that extreme, if you got to take that type of risk, that's not a healthy risk. We healthy risks throughout your life are good, measured risks. But just to say, I'm going to go somewhere in a different country. Do you know if the person is even medically qualified?
Right.
To do
Didn't do your
do
research.
They have the right emergency equipment if something happens? So I think it's to me, it's a personal thing, and I don't have a problem if you feel like there's a little something that can make you a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just be safe.
Right.
And do it for you. Don't do it for someone else.
Understood. That's definitely understood. Do you think that the surgery modification, do you think it's something that will help with the temple, like the upkeeping of it? In the long run.
In the long run, let's say if someone does decide to do the surgery for weight reduction and the weight has been a negative factor for their health, if that will help them be healthier, then I see that as a positive. Okay. And there's no complications from the surgery. I think, like I said, measured risk, got to get informed, get the right type of counseling, get the right type of support, and definitely get the right type of professional medical support to do the modification.
I think nowadays, before you get ready to do like a weight loss surgery, they make you talk to a lot of people.
Okay.
It's not like an instant thing where you go to the doctor and you say, hey, I want to get the weight loss surgery. And they say, oh, we're going to schedule you 2 months from now. I've heard people go as long as a year.
Really?
And they've had to talk to medical professionals, to counselors, and all kind of stuff to make sure that they're in a good space. Because honestly speaking, you can get the surgery, but you're still not going to feel good about yourself at the end. I actually had a relative who did that and still was in a very depressed state.
Wow. So we'd have to look at it from a holistic approach, the mental, the physical, spiritual as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So those are valid points, Arjeri, but I do want to ask, with this nice home that you have.
Thank you.
You did make some modifications to it. You did some upgrades to it, right? Is there any difference in your home, to which is your temple, than modifying the body, which is our temple that the Lord gave us?
I don't think so. I did the upgrades here because I wanted to feel a certain way in my home, and I feel comfortable in my home, and I'm proud of my home.
Okay.
And I want people who come here, you know, who are invited here, to feel welcome in my home. So if I do some upgrades to my physical temple, it's because I want to feel good about it.
Okay.
There's a certain way I need to move through the world, and I have to feel good about doing that. I want to be a good representation of, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I got to look good, feel good to rejoice.
Okay.
You know, so I like my upgrades in my home. And I think if someone wants to make an upgrade in the physical temple, as long as they're doing it in a way that's safe, then I say, do what makes you feel good about you to get to the next level of wherever God's taking you.
Okay. Understandable. Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Now, I do want to ask, I just want to go back because we did touch on it being about self-esteem mm-hmm. and things of that nature. What do you think about a person that projects what they're going through, wanting to make modifications to their body onto their children?
Well, I think that's a red flag, because it sounds like there's some things that they need to work on in themselves. What is it? Are they replaying a conversation maybe they heard as a child that made them make the modifications now that they're an adult, and they're trying to maybe do some preventative things with their children? Maybe some things, the cruel things were said about the weight of their appearance, mm-hmm. and they're trying to make sure their child never gets into that space.
Right.
But there's a very right. fine line that I think you have to walk between obsession, you know, and making sure things are okay and just wanting better. But are you talking about projecting things? Are you talking about dietary changes? Are you talking about what kind of things are they projecting?
It could be anything. It could be dietary. It could be, if I'm going out to exercise and you need to go out and do something of the sort. It doesn't necessarily have to be exercise like a gym or whatever, but I'm going to make you ride your bike, or we're going to play mm-hmm. kickball, or
just some activities.
Yeah, some different activities.
I think
activities.
As long as it's not obsessive and excessive,
okay.
I think that in moderation, because some do our kids need to eat everything that they eat? Probably not.
Oh, no.
We can help them eat healthier and steer them towards some healthier things. But, you know, an ice cream sandwich or an ice cream bar every now and then, popsicle or something, that's, you know, okay, good. And the activity, Lord, with all of our children, our technology babies we have today, they need to be outside.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they need to be skateboarding, roller skate. Do they even know how to roller skate anymore? Do they, you know, the little scooters and things and bikes or whatever? Kickball used to be a wonderful thing when I was growing up. Do they even do kickball anymore?
I don't think so. I don't see the kids out there like that.
To bring it full circle, I think red flags are something to pay attention to. But I think as long as it's in moderation, it's within the guidelines of something that's reasonable and not obsessive, or it's not something that is aggressive with the child. You can't, you got to do this, got to do this, got to do this. Every time I exercise, you have to exercise. Give me 20, don't push up or something. I think that's a little over the top.
Okay, that's fair. I can understand that mm-hmm. as well. What about after you make the modifications and then you begin to feel good about yourself, the clothing, the attire, do they need to begin taking into consideration what they wear? Say, for instance, I got a BBL and I've enlarged my booty, got me some surgery done up here on my breast, and now I'm coming to church with a dress that shows just about everything. Well, is that going to be the correct attire? Because I'm feeling good now.
I know you're feeling good. But because you feel good, does it have to be on display for everyone? Now, let's go back and we did this for ourselves. But of course, you want to look a certain way in your clothes and when you're out in public.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have to be exposed? Mm-hmm. There's so many dresses you can wear, and you can see an enhanced bust line, but you don't have to see the boobs themselves.
Right.
You know? And there's very nice things that you can wear for your BBL, accentuate that booty, but you don't have to have it skin tight or crotch high. You can do things in moderation. Feel good about yourself, but do you have to be on display?
Oh, so okay, so then now that I worry about being a distraction to the men, or women too, because these days it's different, but now I have to worry about being a distraction.
Well, if we're there really focusing on the word and focusing on our relationship with Christ, are you a distraction?
I shouldn't be.
Are we really paying it? Can you be distracted? Or are we leaning more toward the flesh, or are we trying to stay in the word? Hmm. But that's, do you want to be a distraction?
Do you
see yourself as a distraction?
Those are some good questions. I mean, personally, myself, no, I don't see myself as a distraction. I do watch what I wear, but I don't see myself as a distraction.
You can be an attractive woman, and it is not your intent to be a distraction, but simply because of your physical, the beauty of your physical appearance, someone will take another look at you. But I don't think it's your responsibility to say that. I'm showing up just, I'm not responsibility. I don't think it's your intent to show up and say, I'm here so I can distract all the men and or sisters today.
No, no. Some people have that intent though.
Some do.
Some people, they want to be the showstopper. As soon as they step in the room, all eyes on them. All attention must
center of
divert
attention.
Over to them, yes.
I hear it.
Yeah.
So the question is, did they do the enhancements for themselves or did they do it for the attention? That's a them question.
That's a them question. That's a yes, them ma'am. Question. It definitely is.
Absolutely.
With that, we're going to go into our Ask Anjiri segment for today. Remember, we are talking about body modifications today. And remember, if you have a question for Anjiri, you can always email her at askanjiri@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you so we can see what pearls Anjiri has to offer you as well. So here we go, Anjiri.
Okay.
Anjiri, girl, I used to be snatched. I used to walk in a room and the conversation of men would stop. But now I am a mother of three. I try to work out as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I am okay with who I am. I don't look bad, but I don't look like I used to. My husband says I should get lipo. He says he misses my old body. I have seen a small lack of interest in our sex life, but maybe that is just because he is getting older. He has not been mean about suggesting I lose my belly. He has never put me down, but he does forward advertisements about stomach reduction. He says he will pay for it and get someone to help with the kids while I recover. And in the case you are wondering, he is in great shape. He says he does it for me. I never asked him to do that, but I do appreciate walking in the mall and seeing that women want what I have. I don't think I need any procedures, but I do want to please my man. Anjiri, should I suck it up or suck it out?
Suck it up or suck it out? Well, Brother Papa not going to like to hear me say this, but you try having three babies and your body stay the same. We're going to go there first. Mm. But anyway, how is she feeling about this is what the question I'm trying to re-listening to what you said. She doesn't sound like she's really, it's not a priority for her. Mm-hmm. But it's something, there's an appearance, there's a picture of the way she was that still, he has that image of what she looked like when right. they were married before they had three beautiful children. And now, because he keeps himself in shape, well, has he, if he's going to pay for someone to watch the kids when she recuperates from surgery, can he pay someone to watch the kids while she goes to the gym with him to work out? Since he's keeping himself in good shape, that's great bonding time.
Yeah, I mean,
they could go there and work out together. Maybe he can show her some things that if he's got a six pack or whatever, show her what crunches, Lord, I hate those. Anything to do to tighten up your midriff. But I think if we're going to talk about improving stuff rather than if she is not really comfortable with the surgical procedure, and it sounds like he's not being really mean about it, but he's just occasionally throwing mm-hmm. out things, but it may not seem like he's being cruel about it, but we hear it differently. We process it differently about body image as women.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think take that babysitting money, get me a babysitter while we go work out at the gym, and we both tighten it up.
That sounds good.
He keep his tight, I get mine tight, and he better hope he can keep up with my tight once I tighten it up.
All right.
Okay. So that's what I would tell her. No, you don't suck it out, suck it up. Get that babysitter, go to the gym with him.
All right.
That's my advice. That's good. My pearl for her.
That's that. Go to the gym with your man.
Now, if I get him to suck it out, tuck it out, slap it up, pin it up, tie it down, whatever, and get that same result. Like, I think they need to have some more discussion because this is something that involves both of them. Mm-hmm. Because we want to be physically attractive to our mate. And girl, if it can add a little spice, let's see what we can do.
I know that's right.
Let's turn the corner on it. But I think there's just more discussion that needs to be had and look at all the options because at least he cares enough to say there's a certain way you know, tell him he wants to help her snatch it back, and I take whatever options are on the table and snatch it all the way back.
Okay, now.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for that, Aunt Jerry. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Definitely sounds like this particular couple needs to have some more conversation.
Absolutely.
Around other options, mm-hmm. other options besides the surgery. All right. So that brings us to our next segment, Pearls of Praise. Aunt Jerry.
Yes.
Who's popping today?
Well, you know, since we've been talking about bodies and self-worth and self-image and confidence, I want to recognize two ladies today. I think Angela Bassett and Viola Davis are two women that absolutely, I don't know where they work out, what they do. I would like to see their routine. I probably wouldn't do it, but I'd like to see it because maybe I can tighten up a bicep or a tricep or I may not need the surgical BBL if I get with their exercise routine, but I think they are wonderful examples of what it looks like to maintain your temple, to maintain your body, and remain beautiful, confident women, and be enormously successful in their careers. So those two ladies, Ms. Viola Davis and Ms. Angela Bassett, are our pearl of praise today. Thank you so much for joining us today. I love you all for being a part of our audience. Thank you for your questions in advance that you're going to send in. And I hope you enjoyed our pearls. And please tune in for next time because there's always more pearls that Aunt Jerry has to share with you.